Younger is finally back. We are talking all about the season 4 premiere, Post Truth. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I've never heard the song in my life, but like I'm into it.
Yeah, it was fun.
This is going on my playlist.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought it was very fitting, but guys, Younger is back.
It's back!
And better than ever.
I know. I keep on thinking that the show can't get better, but it never disappoints. No. Oh my gosh. No. And then the season preview, like, woo! I'm done. But we're going to get all into this episode in just a moment. First, let's introduce ourselves. I am Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And I have a panel full of beautiful ladies. Where can everyone find you guys?
Hi, I'm Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And
hello.
My beautiful blonde next to me is...
Hi, guys. I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram. And if you guys are in the chat, you know, just talk. Come in the chat or just comment. We'll get back to you, but I am in the chat.
Sweet. Okay, where to begin? I think I like to start with my favorite subject of just the series, which is Charles. He still looks very fine. Him and Liza kind of had this little thing, more so than usual this episode.
That was a date. They went on their first date, and the most thing that I think I got excited about was they're actually talking after they had an encounter. You know what I mean? Like, they're actually, like, it's not just, like, we have to be silent. Like, they're actually conversing.
Or Charles, like, butthurt for half the season.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is that I'm thinking, what does he remember? So he remembers it didn't work out for in that moment when him and Liza kissed. It, you know, it was like a see you later kind of thing. And then all that drama happened. But now... he is saying he hopes he wasn't the cause of her breakup, but is he really hoping that?
Oh, he totally is.
No, I'm like so Team Charles, or I was last season, but I'm kind of, I still am, but it's bittersweet because I feel like there's this underlying thing that we need to get to the bottom of, and that's her telling him her age. Like, I feel like she's told everybody and she has to tell Charles, and if she does, it's not going to go the way I want it to.
That is true.
I agree with that, but I also think he would be more understanding, I hope, even though we learned from this episode, how important the truth is to Charles.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But I would hope because of his age, where he is in his life, he would be the most understanding in with their relationship sense. Because right now she's like this young, 26-year-old, 26-year-old.
Yeah.
When's her birthday? When is she going to be 27?
Well, apparently, her 41st birthday was coming up soon at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Recently, I rewatched the movie Never Been Kissed. And I don't know if we've brought it up in this show or not. I'm sure we have. But it just, again, you know, he's pissed at first. And then he goes to the baseball field and kisses her.
That's what I need to happen in this season. I want the same rundown. I want there to be a baseball game. I want her to be sitting there and waiting. Okay? Yes.
She's definitely going to have to wait for him. Like, he's going to have to come around. I love that scenario that you threw out there because it's true. We're probably going to see definitely some push and pull. But I truly think just I'm Team Charles, and I think that he's definitely going to make his, they're going to make their way together. And I feel like it's more clear than ever before, just from what we're seeing, which we'll get into with Josh and where he's going. I don't know. I just felt like I'm seeing more of a not even romantic connection, but just they have so much in common.
So authentic.
Absolutely. They're not trying, and there's no confrontation. It's like, oh, Hemingway, this is awesome, and then they can talk about it for hours.
She can't just give a yes or no answer. She has to go on and on about our favorites.
Well, so there was a quote. He said a couple really great quotes. Charles did. He said a bunch of great quotes. He said, victims of unsynchronized passion, and she smiled like she was...
weird.
Thinking, you know,
almost sounds familiar or something.
Yeah,
history
relatable.
Sorry, guys, you're not Hemingway. Get over it.
Never gonna happen.
Let it go.
I know Charles is loaded, but damn, Charles having that Hemingway collection.
Yeah, I know. He always just gives these looks after he says certain things that just make me get weak in the knees. The neck of the tension is killing me all the time.
And she always screws it up kind of by saying, like, awkward things. Like, I think, was it, well, at the party?
When
he's like, am I too old to be in here? And she's like, I was like, you're fine. Just act like you're 29,
right.
27, whatever.
Yeah, you're 29 at a 29 party. Yeah. She's been lying about this forever. And the fact she's at the party and still so nervous, like, huh, you have to be a millennial to be here. So, like, huh, and I'm a millennial, too.
Yeah. Like, I think you've been doing this for so many years now.
I think it's just because now that she can see a clear relationship and a clear connection between them, that now she's freaking out. Because now the fact that it's so close and attainable, it's almost more scary, I think. And I think also, too, at the end of the day, he's her boss. Mm-hmm. So what kind of relationship can they have together if she's still at, like, millennial?
Not just her boss, her DILF boss.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
According to Emily.
He just gets more fine by the episode.
Oh, yes.
I really can't handle it. But so definitely. Everyone is kind of in agreement where they think he's going to take it hard and then kind of let it go and be okay with it.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to talk about Kelsey's reaction, not even in this episode, but kind of what we've seen in the episodes to come. I'm scared. I kind of had a feeling just by the way she snuck out. We got that beginning scene where she's acting like she's fine with it to Liza, but then we're getting these clips of her taking a cab and leaving, and we're like, but what's happening? You're staying the night. So do we think Kelsey's gonna let this go?
Or I don't know. Yeah, because the way she acts when she's, you know, under pressure or is, like, disappointed in Liza, it's always, like, this climax, and then she comes down to her senses and kind of has, like, I don't know, I guess she feels for Liza and she really loves
her.
But then, I don't know, because this was a huge secret. It's nothing like before, so it could go either
way. I will just say, think about it this way, you guys. We know there's going to be a season 5, so they know they can draw this out throughout the entire season and then have season 5 getting them back together, but it's going to be really rough on them, I think.
Definitely. And I think, actually, I went to the premiere yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And I talked to Hilary Duff, who plays Kelsey, and she was saying, like, they're definitely, or someone was saying, they definitely are going to make them work hard. And, like, Liza is going to have to work hard to make sure that they, like, she can forgive herself. Like, they're not going to just give Liza, oh, yeah, you made this huge mistake. Here you go. Here's your best friends back. Like, they're going to draw it out.
Speaking of best friends, it looks like Diana and Liza are going to be getting closer, too, in the later on in the season. And she, like, had her hand out, like, reaching for her, like, when they were, like, doing the press and in the photo shoot or whatever.
Right.
I love Diana. I want to see all of Diana all the time.
She's definitely so amazing. And, like, her jewelry is, like, amazing. That necklace was
the one, like, huge rock.
I was like, how heavy is that?
That was exact question.
I was wondering. It looked like it was, I don't know, it could be, like, 5 pounds or something.
I always love her fashion.
I think the style, the wardrobe team on this show is just having so much fun with Diana's.
Yes.
Like, finding these necklaces. I don't even know where you would get a necklace like that.
I have no clue.
Well, to me, this show in itself, and again, same creator as Sex and the City, when you go back to Sex and the City season 1, it's fun to watch if you're a lover of the show, but it's not its best season, and it kind of gets better until season 4-ish. But, I mean, there were a lot of episodes. I feel like this is happening with this show because it's getting better. When it started, everyone wasn't sure, but now it's at its peak, and I love it.
Yes. It's so great. And just kind of going back to the Kelsey thing really quick, I don't, like, I was even asking out loud, is she blackmailing Liza? Like, I feel as if Kelsey is secretly blackmailing Liza, even though Liza feels as if it's a protecting kind of thing. It's not. That's how I feel, and it's coming off to me.
Well, I think it made sense at the end when Kelsey said to her, that's when it made at least me feel better as a viewer that has loved Kelsey for so long. You broke my heart.
Yeah.
So it's not just that she's mad, she's devastated.
Yeah, I got goosebumps at that.
And it is the business. They could lose a little bit of credibility finding out that Liza's been lying about her age this entire time.
Yeah. So. And she's worked, I mean, they've both worked hard on this together. And, like, think about it. You spend so much time with someone, you think you know them inside and out. Mm-hmm. And then you get this huge bombshell of a truth that you can't even fathom. I don't think I'd be able to fathom that if I was best friends and so close and told them all my deepest, darkest secrets about everything and then having to revert back to whatever. Like, I would be so at a loss for
words. Would that make you guys, like, okay, say something like this, or you or Kelsey, would you be able to still remember all the good things that Liza has done for you? Because she has been a good friend to Kelsey, even though she did lie.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it comes down to kind of, like, how harsh is she being too harsh?
Right.
Because we would all be hurt by this, I'm sure.
Yes.
But when does the line kind of draw? Like, yeah. When is she being too much?
Exactly. Well,
I think, too, with Kelsey, she's had a lot of heartache. There's been so many. She hasn't had it easy. Like, her character has constantly gotten broken up with or had a boyfriend that didn't work out.
Or had a fiance get killed by,
a freaking whatever that was, a crane. And then her best friend, she moves in with her and, like... It's just, I don't know, I feel like she hasn't had it easy, so maybe this was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, and now...
If you, like, think about all the things that Kelsey's...
It's really sad. Her
best friend, like, just kidding, I'm 42 years
and
old.
And have a child, and I'm
lying to you this whole time. My fiance got crushed, literally, and now he's dead.
My best friend
His
kicked me out.
His twin brother actually had, like, seduced
Which
me, and I thought...
actually, what's so crazy is, what if she actually ends up finding about the whole laptop thing? Because that was a huge... That was a huge thing that she lied about.
Did she find... Did she... No, she hasn't found out yet.
But she threw it in the pool. Not Liza.
Wait. So... Oh, wait. Liza didn't tell Kelsey about...
The
that
whole
incident,
laptop,
right?
No,
not yet.
Maybe that's something that we're just written off. Maybe I'm digging too deep at this point.
Like, if that comes out, the like, relationship there's no coming back.
No.
Okay.
But, sorry.
No, I was just gonna be like, we have to move on from Kelsey. We have so much more to talk.
Oh, yes, oh my gosh, I know. What I would really like to talk about is Kelsey's adventure, though, to find an apartment. But we get to see, in her search for the apartment, we get to see Lauren come back into the picture. Yay. She is still with Maxwell. They look still really cute.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think this is making Lauren just a better person, the relationship. I think it's really important because we want to always find someone that brings out the best
for
ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that.
Yes.
And... Okay, let's get into this dog book situation. We think that this is going to be an ongoing plot in the show with Emily? Are they going to continue to use her, or is this, do you think, the last time because they got in the 29 under 29 and that's that?
I think we'll probably see little tastes of her only because she is signing the book and they are always talking about, you know, the money thing and how this is going to affect this part of the business, and I think we're probably going to definitely see her more. I don't think she's gone just yet.
She did say they're all in it together, so who knows what that could
She
mean.
Might become a key factor into whatever this ploy that they're all on a journey where she might actually be part of the three-man band in there.
I feel like every season there's one person that knows about Liza and it's like the villain of the season and they threaten
so
it.
True.
So, you know, she just might be the villain of the season, but they'll crush her so hard. I'm not worried.
Yeah.
You know who I really want to see again, but I don't think we will?
Who?
The Marilyn character. Her book about
Kristen Chenoweth.
She's amazing.
Was amazing.
That scene with her and Charles where he was like, no. She's like, those are just words.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's amazing.
She was hysterical. I really, truly hope they get her back for at least another couple of episodes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
What do you guys think about her motto, though? It was basically what Charles was saying is that he doesn't believe that truth is whatever you're comfortable with. Do you guys agree? Or do you guys agree with this for this situation?
In a sense of, like, social media presence, like, totally. We have to have a certain brand, per se. But in life, no. The truth is not what you're comfortable with.
No.
And that's why Liza was like, oh, man.
And I understand where he was coming from, because he was basing it off of, I'm not going to sign a book because I'm, you know, going to sleep with this girl just to get it. I think that that's where he was egging it on. And the way, obviously, she thought about it was her lie that she has.
Right.
And then you have Maggie, though, her best friend, telling her that sometimes, you know, you have to lie to the people you love the most, and that's what's best.
Oh, Maggie does not give good advice ever. Let's be real. What is Maggie giving, like, solid advice?
Well, I think the only thing that Liza is doing wrong is that she's dropping it all at once. She can't hold it anymore. And so she's telling it at the wrong times. She's
definitely
waiting
the wrong time.
That is it. The wrong times. Like, this girl is notorious for spilling the beans at the worst time. You're in a work meeting and now you feel like you need to clear your conscience.
I love how Diana was like, no personal life. Yeah. We're at work. This is a business meeting.
But guys, we have to wrap up in a little bit, but I want to leave you off with this for predictions. I want to know what the heck you guys think about Kelsey and Josh being roommates.
Totally getting together.
On the record,
100%.
I predicted this last season. I knew it. And I'm just so like, ugh. I don't want to see this happen.
Really? I have a feeling.
I don't want to see it happen because it's like, I don't know. They were together for so long. That's kind of awkward. I don't know if they could be friends if this is going to continue.
See, this is something that kind of in my head when I was seeing the previews for the whole season, I was thinking, whoa, this could actually be the perfect situation, and maybe it's something that Liza, I don't know, I was thinking, because if Josh and Kelsey get together, then Liza doesn't really have to worry about Josh anymore, and she totally can get with Charles.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. That should not be the reason she doesn't have to worry about Josh anymore. Okay, listen to me. I think it's girl code. I think it's just friend code. Well, it's that if you're in a long-term, a serious relationship with someone, which this guy was about to propose to her,
yeah.
Then if you're truly that person's friend, I don't care if they broke up. I don't care if they're over for good. If you're truly that person's friend, you don't just all of a sudden start, one, rooming with them because you know it's a touchy subject, and two, try to pursue them in any way.
I totally agree with you on that. I do.
Sorry,
I know.
That was passion.
No, I really agree with you on that. In like the real world, heck no, girl code. But I have a feeling this is definitely going to play out.
Yeah, well, I have two things. In their defense, they are both keeping this big secret. Mm-hmm. They feel for each of their individual reasons they cannot tell people. So they, you know, they're not going to hang out with Maggie. So they are bonding over that. They're, we see that in the previews. Also, you know, at the end of the day, I think we've realized that Liza and Josh are just not going to work out.
Yeah, totally.
But we love Josh and need to keep Josh on the show.
Definitely.
So this is the way we keep him on the show.
Yeah, storyline-wise, I love to see this how this plays out. Right. But, like, ultimately, it does bother me a lot. And also, like, I get that they have this secret together. But, like, is your life really Liza? Like, that's the only thing you can think about and talk about?
But
like,
I think it's just they're vulnerable right now. Because a lot of them have had this heartache. And they just are trying to. I know it's not okay. But I totally get no girl. Like, that's like, they really couldn't be friends after that. Yeah. That's going to be something where we're going to have to see what is Kelsey going to choose for giving Liza and getting back
one
to
or the
friendship or Josh.
Speaking of that, let's just dive right into predictions.
I want to hear everyone's
thing. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who would like to start?
Okay, you pointed at me.
I did.
So. I guess I'll do it. Besides the Kelsey and Josh situation, I definitely think that Liza is going to continue to explode her secrets throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And I think Diana is going to be the next target of her secret vomit.
Yes.
And Charles won't know maybe till the end of the season, and then we'll see a big what's he gonna do. Mm-hmm. But I think we're gonna be going very much in a Charles Liza direction, and that will give Kelsey and Josh some room to grow.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, no, I think that Josh and Kelsey are definitely going to find so much
common ground.
Over their kind of secret hatred for Liza, even though they secretly still love her. Mm-hmm. They're just hurting, and they're both very vulnerable, so it's easy to be there for one another. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's definitely going to play out. And maybe we might get to a point where they both realize what they're doing is wrong, and maybe that's when they confront Liza, and then they'll try to all hash it all out, maybe.
Yeah.
Because they're all going to have to come to a head and talk about this. They can't just secretly not talk about it for, you know, I feel like that might happen mid-season. Mm-hmm. On the Charles and Liza front, they definitely are going to continue going on these dates, which technically they're not calling them dates, but they're saying, do you want to go to this, because I know you'll like it, you know? And I think they're just going to become in love almost, and then it's going to be this huge drama because he's going to find out, and we'll probably wait till next season.
Real quick, like, we just do a quick raise of hands. Who thinks that Kelsey and Josh are going to have sex by the end of the season? Okay. Those listening, we all raise our hands. So.
Raise our hands.
The people listening are like, what was it?
As far as friendships goes, I'm piggybacking a little bit off of what Sam's saying. Yeah, I do think that Liza's going to drop her truth. I think Diana is going to be her next victim. So with that being said, I think that everybody is going to, since Liza and Kelsey don't have each other, I think they're going to have their own friends. So now Kelsey's going to be relying more on Lauren, and I think Liza's going to be relying a little bit on Diana, and we do see her trying to give her a little bit of career advice up in the upcoming episodes. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see like who they can confide in, because you know they have like so much tension going on, they have to talk to somebody about it.
I have two little quick predictions. I think that Charles is going to be the last person to find out, like the biggest person. And then I also think that the way Liza is going to find out about, I think Kelsey and Josh are going to be fighting it. We're just friends, we're just friends until something happens.
Yes.
I think Liza's going to catch them in the act.
Ooh. And then, like that one.
I like that one.
But guys, we're going to have to wait and see. But in the meantime, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Raylan Taryn.
You can find me on Instagram at AllieGirl, on Twitter at Allie Nasta. And make sure you check out, I got to go to the premiere last night.
Yes,
I met all of the cast members, so make sure you go check out the interviews. They have a lot of interesting things to say about this season.
Yes, seriously, guys, check out Allie's interviews. They are amazing, and they were gold for us all to watch. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, Sexting and the City. And to follow us here at AfterBuzz, you can follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, on Facebook, on iTunes, every social media platform. So look for us there, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.